financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in to The New Artist on Air. I have the Torn Roses in here. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, where you're from, and how old you are.
I'm Taylor Duvall. I'm from Detroit Lakes. I'm 13 years old.
I'm Taylor Tucker. I'm from Detroit Lakes, and I'm 12 years old.
I'm Elise Lakin, and I'm 13 years old.
I'm Marn Rose. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Detroit Lakes.
So tell me, when did you guys start this band?
About last summer. We did the street fair together. Mr. Jack, our mentor, he put us together just to play a couple songs, and then we just kept it going because it was really fun.
So did Mr. Jack find you guys individually, or how did he find you?
We all took guitar lessons, and he was our guitar teacher, kind of thought that we'd work good together, so.
So you guys all started off playing guitar, and then he's just like, I'm going to get these girls together and see the magic.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're very diverse, and they all have something they can add, which works really well in a band situation or a group situation.
So what's the biggest struggle about working together in a group?
We get off topic a lot.
What's the funnest part about working together?
Getting off topic a lot. I don't know. I think it's nice because we're all really close because three of us are in the same grade and one is in the grade below. So we always see each other and like we always talk. So it's just nice to be able to have something to bond over.
So what's your guys' favorite music? As a group here.
It's kind of like a country pop sound.
Yeah. So you guys want to dive into a live one?
Sure.
All right. You guys got any particular one picked out?
Tell Me by Marn.
And Marn?
Marn.
She wrote it.
Yep.
So tell me about your guys' first performance.
It was really fun. I've done a couple performances before, so I wasn't really nervous, but it was really fun. A lot of people went, so that was nice.
Taylor's?
That was my first time for performing in front of people, and it was really fun and a good experience.
Me too. It was my first time. I was kind of nervous, but once I got on stage, I was fine.
Yeah, it was my first time performing too, and it was a good experience to start out.
So you guys got plans coming up for the street fair that's coming up here soon?
Mm-hmm. This Saturday.
This Saturday? Mm-hmm. What do you guys got planned for that? Any new music you're going to reveal? Or?
We have a bunch of originals we're going to do, and we also have other songs that's been written before, covers.
So who writes all the music, or you guys all three write your music to as a group? Or tell me how that goes.
Well, three out of the four of us write a lot of music, so it's nice because we all kind of have a different style, so it gives like a nice variety to it.
What kind of styles do you guys prefer? I know Maren likes to talk about love a lot.
Those songs kind of seem easier to write about. I don't know why, but they do.
It's probably because it's just a lot more familiar,
I guess.
Yeah, all the love relationships you guys have had.
I was just thinking of that.
Yes, that makes sense.
Oh my God.
Even Taylor, you write a lot of songs too, and you have a lot of different songs. But,
Taylor, you want to play a song for us?
Sure.
All right.
What's the name of this one?
I Am, I Am.
What was the name of that one?
I Am, I Am.
And it's an original you wrote by yourself?
Yes.
Nice. Very good job. Good job, Taylor. That was wonderful. What other instruments do you guys all play? You guys just, you all play guitar. I know that. Y'all play, got lessons.
Me and Maren play the ukulele.
Taylor's? You guys just play guitar?
Just guitar and shaker.
Ukulele, guitar, and shaker. All right. What kind of music do you guys prefer to listen to yourselves?
Country.
Pop.
Yeah.
Pop. Why the Outcasts? Why do you have to listen to pop too now? These girls, they have
that
to.
That helps the diversity.
You.
That helps the diversity.
Well, I don't know. I just like it better, but I will listen to pop when they want to do songs like that, so I'm open-minded about everything, but is just like country the best.
So do you guys like sit down and brainstorm together on group effort songs, or do you guys just like write on your own individual songs? And a second part, do you guys help the third and or the fourth one who doesn't write as much?
Well, we all, when we write songs, whenever we have a group lesson, we just share all the songs we've written, and then we have suggestions like, oh, you should do this with that.
Some good brainstorming sessions?
Yeah.
Nice. That's it?
Yeah.
What do you feel on it? How do you feel it goes, your guys' brainstorming sessions?
Kind of what Maren said.
A lot of times I might have, it's interesting with the original songs that they write, there isn't a lot of work that needs to be done with them, in my opinion. They've got very good verses, choruses, bridges. They've got some good hooks in them as far as things, whether it's a melodic hook or a vocal hook that makes the song commercially well, you know.
The first part, the melodic hook versus the...
Well, it might be an instrumental, a beat. It might be a tempo or a beat or something, or for some type of rhythm that...
The rhythm that catches you.
It's catchy, yeah.
Versus like the lyric that catches
right,
you.
Yeah. And they both as far as Taylor Duvall and Maren, both write very good songs with hooks in them. And actually, you've got the one, The Battle, we're going to do, that's got a good hook in it. So they write really good songs, in my opinion.
So how do you guys deal with the nervousness of being on stage?
Peach Snapple. It gets a lot better. It's more before the show we're all like freaking out, but after, like when we get started, it's really fun.
Everything starts to smooth out.
Yeah. Pretty much after one song made me feel comfortable on stage.
Mm-hmm. So which band do you guys like the most?
Hunter Hayes.
I don't know. I like a lot of different ones.
Trevor Hall, Jack Johnson. You like any of those guys?
I know for me and Elise, when we were younger, Hutch brought us to see this duo band called Dala, mm-hmm. and we've liked them too.
Nice. What about the Indigo Girls?
Never heard of them.
Okay, well, before the end of this, I will give you an opportunity to hear them. Most definitely will. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have any hidden talents other than basketball?
Yeah. I do dance.
Yeah.
I do dance, too.
Oh, I do, like, photography and drawing and painting and stuff like that.
So an artist. Nice, nice. How'd you break your leg?
I didn't break it. I stretched my ligaments. And
tell them this story.
Yeah, as I was gonna say, this sounds painful.
I was climbing a tree, and then I couldn't find the ground, so I figured it's just safe to jump, so I fell out of the tree.
So you fell out of the tree figuring it was safe to jump and just stretched some ligaments in your leg?
I thought the ground was closer than it was.
Owie.
Yeah. It's all not right. The first time with Taylor.
Taylor has a story about writing songs, too, that she just shared with us earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Let's get in depth on this.
Okay, that was yesterday, I believe.
Yes, yesterday morning I had a song just pop into my head, and so I had to write it down before I lost it, and then my mom walked in on me writing the song, but I was supposed to be cleaning my room, not doing music, and so I got in trouble for writing my songs instead of cleaning my room.
Gotta love moms.
Yeah.
So, you girls want to play one, or should we let one of these ones we have? Hutch?
Yeah, let's play one that we've kind of recorded. This is just garage recordings, but we're working on some better type of things. But you get a chance to hear them. Oh, let's do this.
Let's do the recording on that one.
Yeah.
That's my original.
You make me feel like I'm in love. You make me feel like you're from. You make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. You make me feel like I'm feeling forever. You make me dream in the brightest colors. What is it about?
So you guys got another song you want to play live?
Yep.
Duet over here?
Mm-hmm. We're going to play a cover of Roar by Katy Perry.
But you're going to do it with ukuleles.
Yeah, with ukulele.
Yeah.
Push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake your ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, 'cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. I've got the eye of the tiger, a fighter, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar.
Good job, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your guys' favorite color?
Red.
Mine's purple.
Oh, mine is purple too.
Mine is aqua. Yeah.
Aqua. What's your guys' favorite thing to do in the summer?
I like going out on the lake.
Me too.
Yeah, hang out on the beach with friends.
Go tubing and swimming.
I like doing that, but I can't really do that right now.
So what do you guys do in the wintertime?
Stay inside.
Drink hot chocolate.
It's a fall sport.
Well, I mean, indoor. You gotta find something to do in the wintertime. No curling?
No.
Do you guys know what curling is?
Yeah.
I know what it is. I've never tried it before.
It's very fun. So you guys got any albums or anything coming up you guys working on?
I'm working on one right now with my originals.
How long are you thinking?
I have no idea.
No idea? How many songs do you have for this album?
12.
How many do you want to put on this album?
She actually has a lot of songs. She picked 12, but she's put on the album.
So 12 is just what you have set aside for this album so far. Mm-hmm. And then how many songs would you say you'd have?
I'm almost done with my second notebook full of songs.
Second notebook, wow. Yours are putting in some time. Any other girls write like this? Have books upon books upon books?
Me, I write a lot. I just do it when I'm bored.
Good thing to do. So, you guys want to play another one?
Sure.
Want to do the battle or darling? What do you want to do?
Do the battle.
Okay.
So who's usually late for practice?
Me, Marin. I'm always late.
Who's usually the most on time every time?
Me.
The Taylors.
The Taylors?
Taylors.
Yeah.
So tell us about this song, Taylor Tucker. This is what Taylor TNT Tucker wrote?
Well, I kind of wrote it about a year ago. But Hutch put music behind it a year ago, but I wrote it about 2 years ago.
Okay. And what's it about?
It's kind of like personality that kind of like takes over you, I guess.
Yeah, things we deal with. And I thought it was pretty well written, actually. It's about the deeper things your personality things, like Jekyll and Hyde sometimes.
The Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah. All right, so ready to go?
Yep.
All right, so.
1, 2, 3, go.
Nice, Taylor, good job.
I know we've been talking for hours. I know I said I wouldn't fall. I know what I'm feeling inside. I know it's one of those things that I can't hide. You got me with those sparkling eyes. What I'm feeling I can't disguise. Usually can't stand the thought of falling. 'Cause when something falls it always breaks. You're a chance I gotta take. I don't know how you do what you do, but my feelings for you have grown. Yes, it's true, I was wondering, do you feel this way too? You got me with those sparkling eyes. What I'm I'm feeling I can't disguise. Usually can't stand the thought of falling, 'cause when something falls it always breaks. But you're a chance I gotta take. Gonna leave it all the fate and see where it takes us. Can't wait to see if we were really meant to be. 'Cause you got me with those sparkling eyes. What I'm feeling I can't disguise. Usually can't stand the thought of falling, 'cause when something falls it always breaks. But you're a chance I gotta take.
We're back, new artist on air. I got Torn Roses in here. Ladies, wanna say hi one more time?
Hey.
So getting into my next question, where do you guys see yourself in 5 years? And where would you like to be in 5 years? Minnesota, college, music.
College for sure, hopefully.
Yeah, I'd say that too. I'd probably go to like musical college though.
Like Berkeley?
Yeah, probably.
In Boston maybe? Minneapolis has a couple really good ones. But I know Berkeley is a really good music school.
I see myself going to college, probably close by, so I don't have to visit long way.
You don't have to travel as far?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
College, because if I didn't, my dad would probably disown me. But, yeah, probably in California.
So where do you guys see yourself in 10 years? I'm assuming college is going to be done for most of you, depending on the career. Are you going to still follow music after that? You plan on going through...
I have a passion for music. It's something I want to do. My mom says I can't. That has to be more of a hobby thing, but I'm not exactly sure where I'll be at that point.
Yeah, I have a passion for performing, like not just music. But yeah.
I also like performing, so whether I'm in music or I was thinking about film, you know, acting, I think that wherever I'm going to be, I'm definitely going to be doing something artistic.
So, what do you guys have planned coming up for this summer? I know you guys have the street fair coming up. What do you guys have for performances?
We have the Pine Point Music Festival July 26th. And actually, the street fair, the posters that went out, which is really interesting because I actually designed those for the street fair, but they have the wrong times on them. And the roses actually go on at 2 p.m. and it says they go on at 1 p.m. So if you want to see the roses,
get there
on the time it says. They're actually going on at 2. If you come at 1, you'll be hearing myself and a longtime drummer, Bill Moen, who'll be playing with me. And I also have a couple of students playing along with me on that one that are from a band called Scale Shed. So that'll be at 1 o'clock, and then the Torn Roses come on at 2 o'clock. And we have laughing going on here.
And if you're looking for other dates for upcoming events, go on Facebook and search the Torn Roses. Yeah. We always update
On there.
Does the Torn Roses have a SoundCloud account?
Not yet.
We will get there.
In due time.
We will get there. Yep.
So we've got one album in the mix. Do we have an album for the Torn Roses coming together?
I'm making an album of covers.
Of covers. So. Mm-hmm. So then we've got two. Or we got a group album we're working on?
Not yet.
We've actually done some recordings. We are working on that, yeah.
We've talked about it.
Yep. We're also going to do a music video, too, but we haven't quite got around to all that yet. I think we did one scene on that.
No, we got like three.
Never came through.
The snow melted, so we couldn't finish it. It was for Back to December by Taylor Swift. So we kind of needed the snow, but you know what? We're not going to fight with the nice weather.
Yeah, that's right.
Good idea.
So as a group, do you guys do any volunteering? You guys give back to your community?
I volunteered at the Humane Society, and I'm still doing that.
And
good job.
This summer I'm going to be volunteering at Lucky Dog.
Good job.
I'd go to the, well, this summer, I think, the nursing home in Frazee Care Center. I'm going to go there and, like, help out, like, do the elderly people's nails and stuff just for fun.
It's always good. Our fans love to hear that our musical artists are always giving back as much as possible. Taylor, we got plants? Anything?
Well, yeah, a couple plants that I've been planting, but not much, I guess. Well, I have a whole bunch of stuff for the summer.
Well, do you guys have anything else you'd like to share?
I'd just like to say that these gals have worked really well together. And any band, and I've explained this to these gals, you know, there's always going to be, you get more than one person, you're going to have personality clashes sometimes. And these gals get into that sometimes. And that's normal with any band. And I want to teach the people that I'm working with, when they do form a band, that's going to happen. You don't necessarily have to be best friends forever in a band. But when you work together, it's kind of like a working community, and you just work together and share one another's talents and gifts. Yeah, they make faces at one another. And, you know, the radio audience can't see that right now, but they're sticking out their tongue at one another and making faces and
holding back the laughter as much as possible.
Yeah, but that's just part of being in a band. And that's why you hear a lot of bands breaking up all the time, and it's primarily because they don't know how to work together.
They don't have the charisma to work together.
Right. And these gals have been doing a good job, and I'm pretty proud of them. So.
Well, you girls are doing an amazing job.
Thank you.
I love the sound, and I'm looking forward to hearing what's next. So I want to thank you guys for coming on air to the New Artist on Air program. And with that, would you guys want to say goodbye to our fans?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Be sure to check them out on Facebook. You'll see some pictures. There's actually a couple of videos of them practicing there on Facebook, doing some rehearsals and different things. So.
And if you guys like their music, you're more than welcome to stop into the radio station. We have samples of their music, and we can give you what you need. Stop in if you loved it.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.